What exactly happened this week?
This is what happened last week.
Well, we weren't here Monday. That was the Anzac Day public holiday. So straight into Tuesday we went, recapping what happened on Monday when I went through a drive-thru in Mount Barker. And I poke my head out the side, little grassy bit. And what do I see? But a rat. And not just one rat, two rats. And I just found myself thinking, you know what? If it's good enough for the rats, it's good enough for me too. It was also Chicken Tuesday. Here was the tune. And it seemed like absolutely everybody knew. Making Taylor Bam, what do you reckon our chicken tune might be today?
The business.
Tiffany from Murray Bridge.
The business.
And Luke in Strathalbyn, final say.
The business. Is it by Tiesto?
Yes, it is. You've got it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Wednesday rolled around and we played dumb games. This week's game, Compass Roulette. Get the compass as close to due north as possible. Only thing is, you can't see it. Reluctantly, Justine played with us.
Wait a second. It's Justine.
Yeah, it's Justine. Come on, Justine. And this happened.
Give it a spin.
Yeah, give it a big old spin. All right, it's spinning around. It's stopped.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. Congratulations. It's a celebration. You know what? It was 2 degrees north. So, like, 2 degrees off north. That's yep. Going to be really hard to beat.
Thank you.
It was also Would You Rather Wednesday, and we put the question to you. Seeing as it was going to cost $90,000 to get the big old Santa back up on the central markets, would you rather spend it to keep Santa around? Or spend the $90,000 on presents and tell Santa to bugger off? Kylie from Strathalbyn had this to say on our Facebook page.
$90,000 on presents. I'm okay with Santa not breaking into my house every year and eating my biscuits.
On Thursday, I ran Molly through a quiz all about my daughter and dropped this special announcement. If my daughter is going to become a big sister, what does that mean?
Oh, you're having a baby.
Yay! Yay! That's right, so when I go disappearing at the end of the year, you'll know why. Plus, we play Power FM Super Sprint and Celine from Meningi just was kicking herself. In what country would you find the Leaning Tower of Pisa?
France.
You said France. We were looking for Italy.
Bugger. Yeah, look, I was so nervous.
That's okay.
It's my fault for listening to last night. I think it was Eiffel Tower, and that was insane.
Which lands us here Friday when we found out the vaccine hub was opening at the showground. What happens if that's still active when the Royal Adelaide Show rolls around?
Everyone gets one. Everyone's a winner. 2 in a row is AstraZeneca. 3 in a row, Pfizer. If you get 4, it's Moderna for you.
We drop the bliss track for the Strathalbyn Softball Club, the Panthers. So take this as you are formally invited to come and join the team that dominates in the diamond. All of that in 4 days, and we've got a whole 5 to play with next week. I'll catch you Monday from 2. Have a great one until then.